with them at your side. You know, there's a different spirit, even in just the body positioning. And I just mean it not in the spirit of, well, it can be, but also I mean just in the linguistics of how the idea comes about, you know, because it's just different. Like if I'm standing right in front of my kid talking to him, it's not the same as if I bring him to my side. It's manifest. If you don't understand that, then you need some more human experience, I think. And, you know, the off-scouring of all things, you know, it says we are like scum, you know? We are not, to me personally, this doesn't have a lot of, you know, the time of Paul, we didn't have Paul to come birth us into the gospel, though in a sense we do, right? But not really, because again, like I said, it's like the gospel must be gleaned from the scriptures. Though there are some passages that really just lay it out. They're not the ones people usually think of, though. Because the gospel is actually good news. It's not just like a legal loophole. Be followers of me. You know, though you have 10,000 instructors, you know, you got a lot of people who can teach you. You know, I don't want to shame you. Though it is a little, like I said, there's a little hint of provocation. It's a little bit provocative. Yet that's not the goal, to bring them to, you know, to feel ashamed, confounded over this, but rather that they should be warned. So he wants to deliver it with a certain amount of seriousness. You have many, you know, you can sense in this letter, there's a little, Paul has a certain sadness that these things, he's, you know, he's writing this big letter back to them. He's not with them. Because things aren't going according to, they ought, you know, according to righteousness. So he's got to write them. Be followers of me. I mean, do as I do. The things I'm telling you are true. He minimizes himself. Do that. See? You know what I mean? It's funny to say, look, I make nothing of myself. Follow me. So what he's saying is, you know, he's not exalting himself and saying, be followers of me. Because he's abasing himself. Follow me. As I abase myself and as I abase men, so you do also. But judge me. Am I a faithful minister? You know? It's nothing for me to be judged by you. So follow that rule. Verse 17. For this cause have I sent unto you Timothy. Remember, we did those epistles to Timothy. Who is my beloved son and faithful in the Lord, who shall bring you into remembrance of my ways, which be in Christ, as I teach everywhere in every church. So this is sort of like, in some way, the conclusion of the initial part of this letter. Because of the, you know, Paul's remedy is he's sending Timothy back to the Corinthians. Trust Timothy. You see in these words, he trusts him. He's faithful to the gospel of Christ. He will, it seems to him that they've forgotten his ways. So he wants to bring them to remembrance of the ways he taught. I'll tell you what, the path I followed so far, I have no problem telling people, be a follower of me. Because in a sense, like I said, it's like you can follow Christ. Of course, we're supposed to follow Christ. Well, Christ never sinned. Are you a sinner? You need to get out of sin, right? Well, I have some experience in that. Jesus Christ is the power of God. He is unto us wisdom, righteousness, redemption. We are becoming like him. We are following him in that sense. We want to become like him. But how to become like Christ? Our best examples are the apostles, because they wrote about this, about how we ought to do this. how we ought to walk and to please God. And also, we have our brethren. If we know any, you know, we look to them. I'm followers of my brethren. I watch and see what they did. I try to do the same. Now, if there be folly in me, don't follow that, obviously. You judge yourself. Judge me. It's a small thing for me to be judged of you. It is. I don't care. If you judge something with me amiss, then, you know, then walk in that. Meaning, well, you don't like what you see in me, then don't do it. If I see something in my brother that I think, you know, like, let's say I don't think it's worthy of rebuke, but I make a note to myself, I'm not going to walk that way. And then try to just be an example. Sometimes it's necessary, because we live in a world where it's like we have elders that come before us. You know, like let's say you come up in a denomination. How do you deal with your elders? I can't even begin to guess. Because I was never able to deal in those churches. I was an outcast. It was only, you know, there are very few churches that can accept my kind of talent. Because they have to have the truth for me to be acceptable. And for me to accept them. Because no one accepts everything, even though it's a universalist church. You think a universalist church could have someone who preaches an exclusivist gospel like I do in? No. You know? Universalists are against the exclusivists. So, the exclusivists obviously are not including you. Well, they'll say you're saved, right? Yet so is by fire. But still, they can't join hands in hands with us, because my gospel is going to upset their gospel. Verse 18. Now some are puffed up as though I would not come to you. But I will come to you shortly, if the Lord will, and will know not the speech of them which are puffed up, but the power. For the kingdom of God is not in word, but in power. What will ye? Shall I come to you with a rod, or in love, and the spirit of meekness? And he's kind of, that leads into the next chapter, about the fornication and so on, the things that were being going on in the church, beyond the initial problems he dealt with. Because those were general carnal problems, the divisions, and the strife, and envying.